Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. Hey friends, before we get started with the show, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise, any of the Disney properties? I know for my family, it's one of our absolute favorite things to do. We've been to Disney World several times. We love it. When they say it's magical, it truly is. For us, it's a family favorite. So if you are planning any sort of Disney vacation, I want to give you the hookup. I know the best travel advisor who specializes in Disney. Her name is Lori Parks. If that name sounds familiar, Parks, yes, she is my wife. Lori is awesome at what she does. She loves all things Disney, passionate about it, and she wants to help you plan your trip. It can be confusing. The travel, what do we do when we get there? Where are we staying at? How do we get into the parks? She'll take care of it all. So, if you want a free, no obligation quote, I want you to contact Lori. You can do so at loriparks25@gmail.com. That's Lauri parks25@gmail.com. Get with Lori. She'll give you that free, no obligation quote, and you guys can work out your next Disney vacation. It'll be a magical time that you and your family will cherish for years to come. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. I am pumped. I have on one of my really good friends today who is also what I would call an ultra mega businessman. So this is Robert Carver. He is the COO of Retirement Solutions Group. He is also the founder of For the Fighters Management. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Robert and I got to know each other a number of years ago through the sport of mixed martial arts. I was coaching and training guys. He became their manager. He is, in my opinion, I'll talk about this more later, but one of the absolute best managers in the sport. So, Robert, thanks for being on.
Hey, I appreciate it, Chad. Been looking forward to this for a while. I know that we've been planning it, and longtime listener, first time caller.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have you on. So people can find, you know, they can find out what you're all about, what you do, and then hear your wisdom, man. You're one of those guys that when you talk, it's just wisdom and intelligence comes out of you because it's who you are as a person. So, well, let's just kind of start off like this. I want to jump into MMA and business in a moment, but tell us about your background, where you grew up at. And then I know you had a little bit of wrestling background. So for my wrestling people, we'll talk about that too.
Yeah, so I grew up in Minnesota, so a very small town out in the country, Welch, Minnesota. And then some people might know my hometown, really, where I went to high school and stuff, is Red Wing, Minnesota. So everybody equates that with Red Wing boots. So grew up in Red Wing, graduated there, went to college afterwards, right out of college, like working hard. I hooked on with Darden Restaurants, actually, towards the end of college. And got into their management program basically the day that I turned 21. So was running restaurants at a young age, you know, just that's old school hard work, you know, doing that stuff and really just kind of rose through the ranks very organically through a whole lot of hard work and was lucky to be there for 16 years, worked very hard, worked my way up in many different cities, Canada included, Calgary and Toronto and worked all over and then ultimately landed in Kansas City. So my office changed to Dallas, Texas, and I'm from Minnesota. So Kansas City was a perfect spot to land right in the middle. So that's how I ended up in KC and live on the Kansas side and kind of came to that point to where I had 16 years with a very large corporation, treated me extremely well, taught me a whole lot about life and leadership and business. And then just came to a point to where to get to where I wanted to go, I had to make certain additional moves. And I just kind of came to that point to where I needed to do what, man, kind of take that leap, I guess, Chad, and say, hey, this is how I want to control my own life and maybe do something a little different to follow my passions. So parted ways with them, again, very amiably. I still love that company and love everything they did for me. Got into managing some of these fighters, started on the business side. As that was going on, hooker by crook, I met the CEO of Retirement Solutions Group at a mutual vendor's business. And the owner of that business, his name's Brian Miller. He owns Single Source Printing in Lenexa, Kansas. I was in there, and Alan, who owns Retirement Solutions Group, was in there. And Brian's like, you two really need to talk to each other. You two really need to meet. So met Alan. I think it was probably a day or two later we went out for breakfast. And then I've been there for 7.5 years now, and have helped that we have an incredible team there and have really helped grow that business into multiple businesses. So we deal in really retirement planning, kind of niche retirement planning, investments, insurance, health, really kind of every aspect you could imagine when it comes to building retirement plans for retirees. At the same time, like I said, I had started out in, it was May of 2016, as I was trying to really establish roots here in Kansas City, because when I left Darden, I opened a consulting firm. I didn't have roots here in Kansas City because I traveled constantly. So I really hadn't developed any sort of strong network in any way, shape, or form. So for the, with a consulting firm, I sponsored an MMA fight. So went to this fight, had a big group of friends come support me. It was awesome. And then after the fight, went to kind of their after party, kind of private after party, and met some of the fighters, talked to them, met a guy named Daniel Gallimore up there, and kind of the rest is history. So bonded with some of these guys, really got to be good friends. Saw a deep need for some help and some things that maybe I could bring to the table. Started on the business side, and then it just sort of morphed over. And I would say maybe the first year and a half, 2 years was nothing but the business side, and really then morphed into the full-blown management where I'm managing their entire career at this point. So that's kind of, you know, where I was originally as a kid growing up in Minnesota. Did some wrestling when I was a young man. Never really went anywhere with it. But it's my favorite sport by far. I love it. I have some great pictures of me as a little tiny guy, you know, on picture days and different things. And it's just always been a passion. My dad was a boxer, Golden Gloves boxer, and then he boxed in the Navy. Stepdad, same exact thing, Golden Gloves boxer, boxer in the Navy. So we just grew up with combat sports. It was kind of what you did on Saturday when, you know, Wide World of Sports would be on. And there'd be some big fight on. That's what we did, you know, on Saturday as a family, whether I was with mom and stepdad or dad and stepmom. That's just what we did. So I think it kind of runs in the blood. Very passionate about it. And again, wrestling still, man, I still follow Minnesota, Kansas, you name it, high school wrestling all the way up college. Like I love it. So that's, and that was a great connection between you and I. So that's kind of my background and where I'm at now.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about because you and I, we've got to travel together pretty extensively to various fights and things like that. And we've talked about wrestling, the passion, you know, that we have for that. And it's just kind of funny. I hadn't really thought about it. I haven't thought about this in a while. You know, when I was growing up, same thing on Saturdays, man, we'd get to watch boxing. And, you know, it's like there was before MMA, boxing was just so huge. I loved it. I mean, there was nothing better than watching, you know, whoever the current superstar was, whether it's, you know, I mean, you got in the Mike Tyson days, right? So I loved Mike Tyson in his days. To me, that's when it really kind of blew up. And I know that we have a lot of guys before that, but for me, that's kind of the era, the Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, those type of guys. And so getting to watch that on a weekend was like the coolest thing. And now I still watch boxing a little, but like MMA, we have MMA to watch every single weekend. We have him. So that's really a passion. And of course, wrestling is highly involved in MMA. So that's a big thing. But okay, so you know, you sponsor a fight, you meet some of the fighters, and you really kind of delve into this MMA world. And I can tell you from experience, as someone who has coached MMA athletes for a long time, it's crucial to have someone who's your manager, who's your agent, who does all these things for you to help your career. What are some of the behind the scenes things? Because the average person, if they've never been to an MMA fighter, if they haven't experienced everything, right? Maybe they've just gone and watched one, or they've just watched a UFC on TV. What are some of the things that you actually do for these fighters behind the scenes? I mean, getting ready for, helping them get ready for weigh-ins or credentials, and what are some of the things that you do?
So one thing I wanted to double back on when you're talking about watching these guys and these boxers on Saturdays, I remember being a tiny little kid, and it was Larry Holmes and Jerry Cooney. Like, I was so tiny, but I remember my dad getting so excited for those fights. And we were out in Washington, D.C. for a fight with Daniel Gallimore. He was fighting for PFL. And Jerry Cooney walks up to us and says, "Hey, you guys must be one of the fight team." He goes, "My name's Jerry Cooney." And I'm sitting there going, "Holy crap, I have watched this guy since I was probably five." You know, it was just an awesome moment. So sorry to kind of diverge from what your question was, but it was one of the cool moments in MMA where I've got to see somebody from, you know, watching that and rooting and cheering for him, you know, on TV. So getting back to your question, that's a big one, Coach. It really starts with, let's go to credentialing. So most people, and it's funny, you know, they don't realize you have to have a national MMA ID. Now, it's a pretty simple process, but a lot of the guys, like, they just don't understand that, or they just don't know that, or, you know, the guy that just goes and watches the fight doesn't understand. So you've got to register this, you get this ID so you can fight before the fight. And really, it depends on the commissions. You've got to have certain medicals. So there's certain states that are just, you know, that's, it's kind of the three-way blood work and a physical, and you're good to go. Some require eye exams. Some require MRIs, CT scans. Some can require stress tests, EKGs, ECGs. It really depends upon the commission that you're fighting for. So before this fight even happens and you're negotiating a fight, so we have a potential opponent, maybe a matchmaker or a promotion comes to talk to me about, you know, a fighter. We've got to factor all of that into our camp, our expenses, who's going to do this, how are we going to get it scheduled, do they have insurance, do they not have insurance, if not, who do we contact, who do we know to get this scheduled the most affordably that we can. So right there, and so many of these guys, as they're working their way up, or maybe they're just brand new in their career, there's not a lot of money in MMA. So they're working hard, they're working jobs, they're paying rent. This MMA thing is just, it's an expense. They're paying gym fees, equipment, clothing, everything that they've got to do, mouth guards, all of that. So we factor all these costs in, and then I go out and I help them find, you know, different purveyors, whether it's a fight doctor that I might know from a certain state or a certain commission, and they've got doctor friends, and we can somehow, you know, work out a cash deal. But we got to get them, you know, medically cleared to fight, right? Have to understand the costs going in, negotiate that into the contract, negotiate that into to the expense side. So not the purse side, but the expense side with travel expenses, different things like that. And then factor all that in, agree to it, work with the coaches. I get very close with a lot of the coaches because we are watching the same film where I'm digging up the film and then sending it to them saying, "Hey, I've got an offer on the table. I like the offer. I've watched, you know, these fights. Here's the link to, you know, their profile online, and here's, you know, four fights for you to watch. What do you think?" And, you know, we work through that, pros and cons, all that good stuff. Set the fight camp up if there's that time. Sometimes it's short notice. Sometimes, you know, we get lots of notice. Set that up with the coach. Work through that with them. Work through that with the athlete. You know, man, as a wrestling coach, you see it all season long. You know, guys get nicked up. So what do we do? You know, set up chiropractors for them. Try to assist and get sponsors for them to help mitigate some of these costs. So finding out what do they like. And I've got, when I send out a packet, when somebody's going to sign on with me, there's an ethics page, there's the financial agreement, and then there's kind of the get to know you sheet. So what are you passionate about? What are some brands that you absolutely love? Or what's your favorite restaurant? Or, do you have family members that own bit? Like, what do we have that we can leverage to try to get sponsors to help mitigate some of these costs and make it less stressful during camp on the financial side as these guys are getting ready to fight and getting ready to progress their careers? So we do that. Like you say, sometimes that entails getting nutritionists, chiropractors, all of that involved to make sure that they're healthy, and that if they're cutting weight, that they're doing it the right way and that they're not harming themselves or maybe going too old school, kind of the old school, just starve yourself to death. That's not healthy. That's not what we do. And there's lots of great connections that I've made, thankfully, through the sport that will even assist me as I'm trying to help them, or we just hire them on as a nutritionist, right? If that's the case. So then before the fight, there's all the licensing that goes into it for that particular commission. So we've got the national ID done. We've got to get all the licensing requirements, whether it be medicals turned in ahead of time, all of that, get them licensed, credentialed, make sure they make weight, negotiate. Maybe if the opponent didn't make weight, we didn't make weight, whatever it is, there's negotiations that happen then. And then, day of the fight's a big deal. So making sure that they understand exactly where they need to be, what time, check in with them throughout the day, make sure they're great. They've got every single thing they need. And my job is really to just take all that stress away and just let them go perform, right? Let all that hard work and training just happen. And that's really, fight weeks are tough. They're tough. They're a whole lot of work. So everything is, I'm always checking in, double checking, triple checking the guys to tell you that, making sure that they feel great, and that week and that night is as absolutely stress-free as possible, whether we're in the locker room together, or not. And then obviously, the fight, we win, we lose. Sometimes we get hurt. There's all those things. And so you're managing the outcomes as well. So, or I shouldn't say necessarily the outcome, but we're managing, what happens afterwards as well. And that's truly just as important. Again, going back to you as being a coach, you know that your leadership skills and what you've done for those athletes when they take a hard loss is probably more important than when they take a huge victory or a huge win. So that's still being there for them, still talking, through everything with them. Win, lose, draw, are they hurt? They know that they're going to get the phone call the very next morning. Yeah, right. How are you feeling? They're probably going to get a phone call the very next day. How are you feeling? Any injuries pop up? How are we doing? How are we mentally? Whether we won or whether we lost, and then we regroup, we game plan, and then we go on to the next one. So when you've got a team and you start to exponentiate those can be some pretty busy weeks when you've got multiple guys fighting. And you're dealing and managing all of those different aspects, of how they're feeling. Sometimes it gets into mental coaching too. So do they need a mental coach, or do they just need to talk to me and be able to vent any anxiety, nervousness, have that open relationship, that trust? They can tell me anything in my management agreement. It even says, hey, we can't fix problems together, and there's not many that we can't fix. But if I don't know about them, that's real hard. There has to be trust built, and that's built, not given, on both, and that goes both ways. But a lot of times you deal with those personal issues and struggles and or great things that happen in people's lives too. Really truly get involved in. It's that's just the kind of the comprehensive kind of holistic approach that I've taken to the game. It's worked for me. That style isn't going to be great for every athlete, right? So they've got to understand and want to be a part of a relationship like that. But I'm not the guy that's just going to go, sign you up for a fight, take my cut of your purse, and then just walk away. Tell me when you want to fight next. It's just not my personality. It's not how I kick. And that's just, it's, if that's all you want, then I'm not your guy. And I know plenty that are like that, and that's fine. It's just different. It's not right, wrong, or whatever. But I can point you in the right direction if that's the case, and that's kind of what you're looking for. So, long-winded answer, but there's a whole lot that goes into it.
Hey, fam friends. Hey, support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man could buy. So if we look at most t-shirts, they're way too tight in the wrong areas, right? So they're tight on your stomach or they're big and boxy. They just don't fit well. But these true classic tees, they taper off toward the bottom. They fit tight around the chest, the shoulders, the arms. And really, they show off your greatest attributes. So if you're wearing a t-shirt, you want to be able to throw it on confidently, right? These are the type of shirts that you'll choose to wear every single day. And they don't just stop with shirts. True Classic also has shorts, joggers, underwear, socks, hats. This is a man's brand. Go to trueclassic.com and check out their shirts. And for a limited time, you can use the code COACHP25, that's COACHP25, to get a 25% discount. Yeah, there's a ton. And again, the average person doesn't know, right? I mean, if you played football growing up, you might kind of know some of what happens within football, you know, but at the same time, like if I'm sitting there watching one of my favorite college teams or NFL teams, and of course we can, you know, we can be the armchair quarterbacks and yelling at the TV, but they did a whole bunch of stuff behind the scenes that we have no idea when it came to preparation. And it's the same thing with MMA. And so most people, maybe you only know what you know. So sometimes people haven't even thought through these things at all, you know. And one of my favorite things about you as a manager and as a person is you do, like, you put that relationship first. Like, you have a great relationship with your athletes and you don't just take anybody. I mean, you're very selective about who you take on as a fighter, right? If somebody comes to you and says, hey, I want to be a fighter, if they're not the right match, then you know that's not going to work well for you and them. And so you guide them somewhere else, right? And if they are the right match, then you pour your heart into them. And so for me, when I'm getting to corner these guys or coach these guys, like, we show up and I get to experience what they experience. It's just smooth. We show up and, like, hey, our credentials are ready and we get to go backstage and just hang out. When it's time to warm up, we warm up and you've already taken care of everything else. And a lot of times you're right there, like, by our side, and you're talking to the guy if he needs talking to, and you're right there as the support system. But even for me as a coach, it makes it so smooth. I don't have to worry about anything. I can just roll in and coach this guy and leave and never even know all the work that went in behind the scenes. So I appreciate, and that's why I often say, like, you're one of the absolute best in the business. And this is a business I didn't trust a lot of people in management a few years back, just because there were a lot of people just didn't know what they were doing or maybe doing it a little shady or whatever. And you're one of the guys who just does it exceptionally well.
You know, and so first, thank you. I appreciate that I'm horrible at taking compliments, but I actually remember to thank you for that. But there's some great people that have helped me understand everything, you know, in this game too. But then I've also seen the other side as well. So I would never want someone to ever describe me as that other side. If my name ever came up in a conversation, that would be the last thing that would, you know, tear my heart in two to hear something like that about myself. But yeah, it is, man. And on the big weight cut days, if weigh-ins are on Fridays and they're hitting hot tubs on Thursdays, they're checking in with me 3, 4, 5 times earlier in the week when we're cutting carbs, we're cutting salt, we're getting super strict on the diet, we're weighing 3 times a day. We're doing like that. It is a lot, but I love it, man. Like, I love it. I dig it. And I want to be involved and I want to be helpful to them, you know, to achieve that success. So again, there's lots of people that have taught me a whole lot about the game as I was learning. And, you know, I can't thank them enough. And then they've also showed me what not to do, you know, as much as what to do, what not to do. So the mentorships that I've had, the Joe Woosters in my life, people like that, that are highly successful, you know, highly, highly successful in doing this for many years before I was ever on the scene. You know, I owe those guys a whole lot of thanks, you know, as far as teaching me what, you know, the right things to do. So The business side, I get that side. That's what I've done right in my life. So I understand that. And I think I came and still do come at it with a little bit of a different perspective because of that. And you know, good, bad, indifferent, it's just a different way of thinking sometimes, I think. But yeah, as far as the fight game goes, it's its own little niche animal that you've really got to learn. And I also wouldn't have learned if I didn't put myself in uncomfortable places where I probably didn't belong at that time. So, you know, I went for it. I found this passion for it and I went for it. And again, you know, you're on the road, you're on the road side by side with a Grant Dawson, a Jason Witt, a Trey Ogden, James Krause is in their corner. Wooster was their, fight manager at the time. I might have been helping him on the business side, but I just thrust myself in those locker rooms and watched and learned and asked a million questions. And again, probably didn't belong there. It wasn't always comfortable, but it forced me to learn, and I don't forget what they taught me. Like, I didn't forget. So again, there's a whole lot more. The Shannon Woodwards of the world, man, what an awesome coach Shannon Woodward is. What he has been able to do yourself, when we first started, Daniel Gallimore was the first fighter that we cornered together and worked with together. And just seeing all you guys and absorbing that from, again, the coaches, other managers, all that, that's what helped me understand how I wanted to do it rather than, one way or the other, right? And taught me the right thing. So some pretty smart folks that I just mentioned right there, and all very good, honest, genuine people as well.
Yeah. So a fun question real quick. So I'm not really a fanboy of people so much. I'm a big respecter of people. But for example, just this last weekend, we're in the locker room for 4 hours and there's 10 UFC fighters and some of the best coaches in the world right there in the locker room with us, just hanging out.
Yep.
Right? And so where's probably one of the fights or a situation that you've been in where you did get the fanboy a little bit? You just like, oh man, this is like a George St. Pierre or whatever. Like, tell me one of those moments for you.
In the locker room with the Iceman. That was awesome, man. I loved him growing up. He was one of the pioneers. Wow. Just a badass, right? And my dad loved him too. And yeah, he just hanging out with us in the locker room, comes over, introduces himself. We're all just sitting there chilling and shook his hand and he's just kind of milling around. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, that was just like the one fanboy. I'm not much of a fanboy at all. Like, I'm okay being uncomfortable or, like I say, kind of being in that room with at that point where I was just learning. But yeah, the Iceman, to see him walk through and hang out with us, I was like, whoa, that was cool. Definitely number one.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. One of the only guys I've ever seen that can be just literally backpedaling, throw a punch from his hip and just put people to sleep from
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, all right. I always like to ask my guests this question, God given talents, things that you're just pretty naturally good at. Right. But you still work and develop those. I want to call it your genius. What would you say is your genius?
I have an uncanny ability. I guess it's an uncanny intuition, an uncanny gut. And I can tend to, man, how do I say this? It's easy to analyze certain situations when they're empirical in nature, data-driven in nature, all that good stuff. That's very easy for me. I can tear that stuff apart. I would say kind of the innate ability to look at it from the non-data purview and looking at it from the human purview and using that gut, using that intuition to be able to, I guess, strategize to understand a situation better and bigger than maybe the average bear. And then be able to figure out where do we need to go from here. So whether that's in business, and maybe that is kind of the defense is the best offense type thing. Hey, let's not go down this road, or we're down this road and I'm seeing this and I'm feeling it too inside, and then being able to come up with a plan to get that feeling, to remove that feeling from my gut and fix it and make those tough decisions. I'm not afraid to make the difficult decisions. And I love to celebrate success, but I'm also not going to back down necessarily from having to deliver tough news sometimes. It comes from love, unless you're lying, cheating, or stealing, then it's not love. But it will, for most humans, when I have to do that, those tough talks, it's to get them and the larger scheme to a better place. So I would say that's kind of, I don't know, it's an intuitive way of thinking, maybe, when it comes to problem solving or analyzing a situation, not just on the data side, more on the human nature side, being able to read people, that sort of a thing, I think.
Yeah.
So kind of seeing through the BS, maybe.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that, especially knowing how intelligent you are and how good you are with business. So the data side that you're able to really, dig into that human element and run with that as well, which again is one of the reasons why I think you're a really good relationship builder. And that's a pretty high priority in what you do and something you're really good at. So, all
I was just talking to somebody yesterday about that, how relationship building and business is, and we talk about it. I've got a lot of, I'm a big John Gordon fan, and I've got stuff in my office, top 10 things to do for this year or that. And in fact, I share that with some of the athletes sometimes. But it is, I was just talking to another, I guess, strategic partner at work yesterday about leveraging his relationships that he's built to help us get to a certain point together. And man, is that undervalued. And there's a lot of lip service when it comes to that, but it is a vital part of building something that is beyond successful. If you don't have that part, you'd be the smartest guy in the room and the smartest guy at something. But if you don't have that ability yourself, or it's not a priority, or you don't have somebody, you don't surround yourself with people that can do that for you, then you're gonna achieve, a quarter of your potential. So and maybe that's one of the things too, Chad, going backwards, is that ability to build some of those strategic relationships and bend over backwards for people that I trust, and then they bend over backwards for me. So it's very reciprocal.
Yeah, it's huge. Building relationships is just, it's key in everything, but, and then building relationships to have that team, right? Because if somebody is trying to go it alone and they're not utilizing that gift, or have somebody around them utilize that gift, they're kind of the glass ceiling. They're kind of the limit themselves, right? So, all right. I always close out and you can answer one of these. You pick the one you want to go with. HHH, all right. So it is, tell me about a hero in your life. Okay, you can tell me. Oh, let's just start there, right? Oh, because I know, I think in my mind a couple of heroes in your life. So that's the one I want to ask you. I know we're a little bit limited on time. You are a high level businessman and running from meeting to meeting. So tell me about a hero in your life.
And and it does go down to conversations that you and I have had as we've just really gotten to become great friends. And that really goes to my stepdad, my dad. I had two incredible mentors, in my life, and they were polar opposites of each other, yet they had so many of the same, kind of the same background. Stepdad, inner city, very poor, giant Irish family. Dad grew up down south, out in the country, old school farmer. Both were Navy guys, both athletes, all of that. But I had like the best of both worlds when it came to having, two awesome dads and two guys that I could look up to. And very honestly say, sometimes when you look back, it's real easy to idolize people, right? But to look back at how they both taught me the same thing in different ways, right? And to see their relationship grow, the only time that I ever saw my dad cry was when he helped get my stepdad in the car to go back to the VA hospice, because it was the last weekend we could ever get him out before he was going to pass away. So it was kind of his last hurrah. Friend, family, friends, everybody just came to say goodbye. And the relationship that they built and put, you got to figure, these are two old school tough guys. And they use that humility, they were both, the humility to come together to understand that they both love the kids and they needed to put their egos aside. And then to see that bond build, it didn't happen overnight, Chad, I can tell you that, but it built. So I would say those are two big heroes in my life. There's obviously many more and people that I really look up to. But those would be the two biggest ones, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome that they were able to do that, and then the influence that they had on you. I love the way you said that, like from two different perspectives or two different worlds, but they were teaching the same thing in different ways, right? So that's well, Robert, where can people get a hold of you? Because there may be some fighters listening to this, right? There may be some businessmen listening to this to say, hey, I would love to be able to help some of these guys out with their expenses. I'd love to be able to put my brand out there a little bit, whatever. So how can we get a hold of you?
So first off, I've got fighters, in many, many different markets. So don't think it's just here in Kansas City. So We're kind of spread out all over the Midwest, going down south as well. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, obviously. That's a great way to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me on Instagram as well. My Instagram handle is rcarver157. Those are by far the two easiest. You can email me at rcarver157@msn.com. And those would be the easiest ways, and I'm always happy to schedule time, to get on the phone and talk about it. And like you're talking about, Chad, a myriad of different fighters, different personalities, different interests, and, any business owner that is looking to potentially sponsor or get some exposure from these guys, there's so many different ways. Don't think of it as the old school, oh, I'm going to get my logo on their shirt and their shorts. There's so many different ways that we can leverage social media. We can leverage their celebrity. We can leverage it through even the promotions. There's so many creative ways that we can do this. So don't just think of it that way. And if you're interested at all, just get a hold of me and let's have a discussion, because we can hopefully come to some sort of an end where you're going to feel a positive outcome by sponsoring these guys and supporting these guys, and it's going to help your business. We're not interested in taking your check and, again, just putting a logo on a pair of shorts. We're looking forward to building that relationship to where every single fight you are trying to get there and trying to be present, we're doing things for you, and you feel like you're getting your money's worth 100%. We want to partner, and we want you on a long ride, and we don't forget either. So,
yeah, it's awesome. And you have MMA fighters, you have boxers, you have kickboxers, you have guys in the martial arts world, right? It's spread around. So I'll make sure I put the links to your email and your social media so that people that are fighters that are interested or businessmen that are interested can get a hold of you. Hey, there may be somebody out there that just says, I want to know your business knowledge too, and they want to build a relationship with you. So I will have those in the links. So brother, thank you for being on here. Love you, man. I appreciate you. And I'm glad we got to do this, and we'll do it another time as well.
That sounds great. I can't appreciate you more, man. You have helped me out so much and been such a great friend and such a great friend of my team. You know, these fighters, and they, I will tell you, Chad, they love you, man. And that's even more love for me. I know we've built kind of the bromance here, but man, I love you like a brother. And I will tell you that every single team member and every single person in this fight world says nothing but incredible things about you, about the man you are, about the coach you are, and how smart you are too. So I appreciate you, and thank you very much, bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. So, all right, y'all. But another episode of Coach B's Perspective. May God bless you, smile upon you, and give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, I want to thank my friends over at Titan Nutrition for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know if you use supplements. I'm a supplement guy. I'm really into health, wellness, fitness, training, exercising, and eating right. But I also like to supplement. So if you're looking for great proteins, multivitamins, a creatine supplement, whatever it is, Titan Nutrition's got you covered. You can check them out at titannutrition.net. And if you use the code COACHP, you'll get a 10% discount plus free shipping. And right now, probably one of my favorite products is Pump. It's Pump Hydro, which is a nitric oxide stack. It's going to increase that nitric oxide. Basically, you want to be more vascular. You want to get a good pump when you're working out. This is the product for you. I use a lot of the products. That's the one I'm pretty excited about right now. To say I'm actually kind of pumped about right now. Throw a dad joke in there for you. So go check them out at titannutrition.net. Again, use the code COACHP for a 10% discount and free shipping.
Podcast complete. Now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins. Tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.